Coach, how are you?
Good. How's it going?
Good. You had a busy weekend, obviously, making your roster moves and getting down to 53. How comfortable are you with where you are right now as a roster?
Well, I think that, you know, there'll probably continue to be some roster movement at the beginning of the season on our team and probably on most teams in the National Football League as, you know, things fall into place. We have some players here that we don't have a lot of experience with, and, you know, we're trying to do the things that we think are right for the football team, but if it means we have to make some adjustments, then we'll make them. And like I said, that's always a part of the early season roster, but I like the guys that we have, and I feel like we have a good group, but we'll just have to see how it all goes here in the next few days and weeks.
What happened with Adrian Wilson?
Adrian was injured in the last game against the Giants. He's on injured reserve.
What were you hoping that could have been this year for him?
Well, you know, we thought that he could help our football team, but unfortunately his injury derailed that, and so we won't be able to see it this year.
Bill, I assume you go into every training camp with an open mind, and you don't pick your roster in June, in July. You pick it at the appropriate time. When you do pick your roster, we in the media and fans will express surprise over certain moves. And, oh, we didn't see that coming. Oh, we thought they were going to do this. In that spirit, and considering that I'm sure you go in with an open mind, are you ever surprised by your own selections at the end versus what you might have thought going in?
Well, sure. I think when you look at things at one point in time, be it the spring or the start of training camp or even after the first preseason game, things change. And guys work hard. They get better. They improve. Other guys maybe level off. And you just get more information. You have more of a sampling than you do with, you know, a couple weeks or one game or a few practices and pads. That when you get to the end of training camp, you've got four preseason games. You've got, you know, well into the double digits of padded practices. You have the practices against, in this case, Philadelphia and Tampa, where, you know, we're able to see a lot of situations and matchups in that as well. You know, you get the only opportunity is in game situations to really evaluate some players in the kicking game, because as much as you practice mm-hmm. it and simulate it, it's just not the same as it is in game situations. So you just have more information, and as you get more information, then sometimes what appear to be one way doesn't necessarily stay that way. And, of course, on top of that, you have, you know, some player transition. You get some guys that get hurt, or you bring in guys, and, you know, you just – you know, see how things evolve. And so, yeah, there are always changes from, you know, that point in the spring or that point at the end of the OTAs or, like I said, that first preseason game to where things end up. Sure.
On the positive side, who surprised you in training camp in that spirit?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if surprises are the right word. You just, you know, you see players work hard. You see them develop them. It's a very gradual thing. It doesn't just happen overnight or in one practice or in one play. It happens, you know, very gradually over a long period of time. And certainly some of the guys that made our roster this year, you know, were able to do that.
Was there anything specific that you were looking for with Tim Tebow over the last few weeks while he was here in games, in practices, et cetera, throughout training camp? Was there anything specific you were looking to see from him?
We look for the same things from everybody. To teach them our system and give them an opportunity to go out there and perform and compete, and then we evaluate that versus what everybody does.
In the conversations that we had, though, about him, and you mentioned it with us a couple of weeks ago, I mean, some of the things he does are not – he doesn't have some of the same strengths that your other two quarterbacks did. So were you looking to see him fit into your system or do some of the things that maybe were more Tim Tebow-type plays?
Well, every player has their own unique style. There's no two players that are exactly alike. So we always try to take into consideration an individual player's specific abilities and strengths. And when we're able to utilize those, then, you know, we put that into the equation. But, I mean, you have a lot of guys that fall into that category.
Was there any consideration of playing him at positions other than quarterback?
You know, again, with all the players, we do what we feel is best for them and also what's best for the team. So a combination of those factors, you know, lead to really every player's opportunity.
Was there a plan for Tebow going into training camp, and did that plan evolve during training camp?
Training camp's an opportunity for the players to take the information they get in the spring and mm-hmm. go out there and start to execute it in a higher tempo situation and progress from there. So that's what it is for everybody. I mean, all players are in the same situation.
He's no longer a Patriot, so I suspect your answer will be he's no longer a Patriot. But do you think there's a place for him in the NFL?
He's a talented player. He's a talented player who works very hard. So, you know, unfortunately, it didn't work out here, but maybe it could work out somewhere else.
How do you feel about your tight end position going into the first game of the year on Sunday?
Probably like all positions. It's a new season. We all have to go out there and establish our level of play and our level of performance. So it's the same for all of us. We're all be looking to do the same thing. Every player, every position, every unit. We're all starting from scratch. So we'll see how it all plays out.
You made a decision to make a change at punter from a year ago. What are you looking for from that position? What do you look for in a punter?
You know, the punter is a unique position because it requires so much situational play. You know, not all that many times. There's some, but there's not all that many times where you just stand out there and, you know, kick it as far as you want. So it's a combination of being able to, in the end, it really comes down to providing field position for the team and whatever type of situation is presented to maximize that. So. That's really what we need from the entire punting unit, not just the punter, but all the other players involved too, is to maximize our field position when we're giving the ball up.
Are you excited this time of year? I mean, you're about to start another campaign.
Bill's always excited.
Is this an exciting time of year heading into the first game of the season?
Yeah, sure. This is what we all work for. I mean, this is all the off-season planning. This is all the OTAs, all the training camp, all the meetings, all the off-season scouting reports, all the. You know, preparation is to start playing regular season games. So, you know, I feel like we'll be ready to go, and it's time to play. Whether we're ready or not, it doesn't matter. I mean, we're not as ready as we're going to be later on in the season, I don't think. But, you know, we're ready to start playing, and it's that time of year. So we'll be ready to go.
Do you get nervous heading into the first game of the year?
Well, I think the first game of the year is the most uncertain game. There's just so many unknowns. You don't really know what you have. You don't really know what your opponents have.
Stevie Johnson doesn't know what you have either.
Yeah, that's right. It's always a tough game, but it's an exciting game. And, you know, it takes most teams, I'd say probably all teams, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 weeks, whatever it is, to eventually kind of find their equilibrium to see where the, you know, what the water level is. And, you know, sometimes you think you're strong in this position or you're weak in this position, and then once you go out there and start playing, you find out where you really are when teams start game planning and trying to attack, weaknesses or try to game plan you to set up certain situations, and you don't see that very much in preseason. So you don't fully get tested one way or the other, and we don't do it ourselves either. You know, we don't fully game plan for things that we think are going to be advantages for us. We just go out there and try to evaluate our players and let them play and let them do things that they know how to do. So once you get into the regular season, things usually turn out a little bit different than maybe what some people would have expected, because for whatever reason they are, whatever the reasons are. And I think that's part of, as you go, figuring out your team, what you're able to do well, what you need some help with, what things you need to stay away from. And that's, you know, that's part of that first, you know, I'd say maybe up to the first half of the season, that's a constant kind of tweaking of trying to figure out, you know, what's the best thing for this particular team, the 2013 team. Doesn't really matter what we could do in 2012 or couldn't do. It's where are we now? And that's always interesting to see. We'll start finding out on Sunday.
All right, Coach, we appreciate it. Looking forward to watching the team for the first time in a real game on Sunday afternoon, and we'll talk to you again on Monday.
All right, great. Sounds good. Have a good week.
See you, Bill.